Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And welcome back into the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. Also at stevejonesshow.com. You can find us there. Also get in contact with us by email, stevejones@wkok.com. Like us on Facebook. Also give us a follow on Twitter at stevejonespsu. You can also hear our shows as a podcast, not only on stevejonesshow.com, but also you can subscribe to the Steve Jones Show podcast on both iTunes and Google Play. If you listen to us on iTunes, do not hesitate to leave us a review. Steve will be in the Sunbury Motor Studio in just a moment. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Our Monday edition of the show, always brought to you by our great friends at Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury. And if it's time to check the ins and outs of your insurance policy, well, you know, times change, people change, and needs change. So if you want to make sure you have the right amount of coverage when, you know, life happens. And you can get in touch with the pros at Purdy Insurance. They will customize a plan and a package and a policy to your specifications. And when that little mishap happens, they will go to bat just like it happened to them. Purdy Insurance, you can go to purdyinsurance.com or stop by their office on Market Street in Sunbury. Please tell them we sent you. Of course, Purdy, involved with the Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. I was there a few weeks back, the Susquehanna Valley Country Club, our Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation foursome of Steve Jones, Kevin Herr, a.k.a. The Suit, and the Chief, along with Dave Ritchie and Dave's longtime friend and fellow coach Craig, putting in a SBC record of 6 under par. So that will definitely go down in the record books. See if they can top that next year. So checking sports, it's always fun and exciting to catch a Game 7, no matter what kind of postseason we're talking about, whether it's hockey or NBA. Well, tonight we do have an NBA Game 7. So far, the NBA playoffs really haven't been all that exciting. A lot of blowouts, a lot of series ending at 4-0. Well, we have a Game 7 tonight in the East between Washington and Boston. And, of course, the Cleveland Cavaliers will be waiting in the wings in the next round for tonight's winner. Tonight's game, by the way, will be in Boston. Pittsburgh Penguins looking to get a bounce-back win tonight over Ottawa. Another matchup tonight. It'll be an 8 o'clock, just after 8 o'clock puck drop tonight at the PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh before the series moves to Ottawa on Wednesday night. Some say Pens look kind of flat on Saturday night, but you figure they really exhumed a lot of energy, you know, physically and mentally in that 7-game series against Washington. So really kind of to be expected as to what happened to the Pens on Saturday night, even though it was an overtime matchup, 2-1, Ottawa winning on Saturday night. So tonight will be game 2 in Pittsburgh before they move to Ottawa for games on Wednesday and Friday night, games 3 and 4. Do have an NFL story that broke within the last couple of hours. First round NFL pick for the Kansas City Chiefs, number 10 overall, Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback from Texas Tech, was robbed over the weekend Friday night in his hometown of Tyler, Texas. And according to a press release from the Smith County Sheriff's Office, Mahomes was one of 4 victims robbed in a driveway. Deputies were dispatched and they found 4 people were robbed by someone they believed had a handgun. The victims were in a driveway when a vehicle pulled in behind them. Man approached, demanded property, and gestured that he had a handgun. And after the robbery, the suspect fled. Deputies and officials were able to locate the vehicle. Two males were in the vehicle, 58-year-old Billy Ray Johnson and Michael Blake Pinkerton, 34, both booked and put in jail. According to judicial records, Johnson was arrested for tampering and fabricating physical evidence with intent to impair and two counts of possession of a controlled substance and being held on $6,000 bond. Pinkerton was booked into Smith County Jail shortly after 6 on Saturday morning for aggravated robbery, being held on $50,000 bond. Mahomes attended White House High School, which is in Smith County, before going on, of course, to play his college ball at Texas Tech. So good thing is Mahomes not sounds like he was physically hurt during that robbery and altercation. So that is the good news there. Reminded me when Rashid Mendenhall was not only think it was a month, maybe a week after the Steelers drafted him. He was in Chicago. He was walking along the riverfront in Chicago, like 1 or 2 in the morning. I mean, he got robbed at gunpoint. I remember. It was the first thing I thought of when I just saw the Patrick Mahomes story cross here about an hour ago.
I'm surprised. I'm always surprised every time I hear about gun violence in Chicago. All right.
Especially this year, yeah.
Places a. You know what? Of the big cities that I go to, I mean the big three, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, believe it or not, Chicago's my favorite. And I'm talking, obviously, about the downtown area, Michigan, you know, Avenue, you know, things like that, Lakefront, Lakeshore Drive. I've always liked going to Chicago. But that place is a mess. Now, I've been to Comiskey Park, so I've been to the South Side, but still, my goodness.
Have you ever been to Wrigley Field?
Only driven past Wrigley Field. I've never gone in. Because Jeff Tarman's brother used to live near Wrigley, so we had to go up there a couple times, and we saw Jim and Liz, and, you know. But, yeah, I've only driven around it. I've never been in it. Like, oh, cool. So, all right, a lot to get to today. We're not up to the Indy 500 yet, are we?
Just now, okay. Just now under 2 weeks away at last check.
Well, there's no need to have any guests on this week. All right.
So what you're trying to say, we're staying in the Indy free zone for as long as possible.
We're good.
Okay.
We're good. I know they had that Grand Prix thing over the weekend. I can't even begin to tell you if I even know who won. I have no idea.
Don't look at me. Don't know either.
Gotta admit, I'm lost on that one.
Remember I told you last week, you know, going to the nephew's baseball games, I'd probably end up in the press box? Well, guess where I was over the weekend. For the first time in well over 30 years, I was doing PA announcing and running scoreboard at some Little League baseball games. It was a lot of fun.
And now everybody can hear you over the PA yelling.
Trust me, there was more than one time. I would probably say well over a dozen times I double checked and looked down to the microphone to make sure it was off before I whispered something. Just to make sure. Just to make sure. But no, I was quiet as a church mouse up there.
Very good.
That was a lot of fun. So much fun. Really enjoyed it.
I have a Spikes meeting tonight, and then my grandson's got a game tonight, so I'm going to go over. And again, I'm just the type. I sit there. I've got the camcorder. He's up at bat. Boom, you know, a couple shots of him in the field. I'm just more of the chronicler of the family, you know?
Actually, between one of the games I had, there was an older couple. I walked out of the – I had to cut through. You have to go up through the concession stand up the steps to go up to the press box, and I go downstairs.
Right, yeah,
to,
yeah.
I go downstairs and walk over toward the bullpen, toward the dugout to see, you know, just to, you know, give Luke a high five and say great game. And there was this older couple, and they walked past me, and they're like they were staying for more games. It's like, can you play YMCA again? I said to them, I feel like I'm 21 again, DJing in a bar, getting requests at the ball game.
Yeah, the Jimi Hendrix version of the national anthem. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 50 years of Woodstock. Yeah, okay. We're good. Oh, good. All right. You know, because Kevin and I were talking yesterday, and We're just concerned that, you know, that you need to be actively involved in the game. Because, you know, I mean, neither one of us have any desire to go out and bail you out. It's as simple as that. Where's Sean? Well, he's not here today. Chad's here. Why is Chad here? Well, Sean's in jail. Terrific. All right. Just what we wanted to hear on a Monday.
That's the one news alert you don't want to get from here about me.
What happened? Well, he was yelling. He was yelling at a you know, at a Little League game. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no.
If it would all come down to that, hopefully I'd get a phone call or a text to you at least before the news alert would pop up on your phone.
I can't even begin to tell you how I react. Like, oh, yeah, I know. I told you, control yourself. It's just Little League.
I was telling you to do that. Dick from Milton even told you to do that. There's people calling you to get it together, kid.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
It's one of those come on, man moments. Come on, man. What are you doing? All right, Steve Bortstein's going to be on the show tomorrow. Talk about the Preakness. Dick Girardi Friday to talk about the Preakness. Let's see. We got Matt Leon today to talk about the Phils. Let's see. We got Tony Knopp next Tuesday. I'm going to be actually in the studio on Tuesday.
Yes, we're looking forward to that very much.
I noticed that when I looked at Jamie's appointments, suddenly Tuesday, which had been wide open and clear, now it's filled up.
We're not talking about tomorrow. We're talking next Tuesday.
like Tuesday was like completely clear. Now I've been told that she's got from 2 o'clock. She's booked solid.
That's that final push to the holiday weekend. You know.
Hey, Lawrence had nothing on his docket. Lawrence said nothing. Suddenly 2 to 5. I got to go here. I got to go there. It's like, you know, some Kiwanis meeting. It's like, okay, great.
Well, it could be time for another Sunbury River Festival meeting. So, you know.
Yeah, something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Drew had nothing. Now, suddenly out of nowhere, he's got an appointment every half hour. All right. The only person whose calendar suddenly miraculously cleared up was the Suits. What am I doing wrong? Well, this is right before the Indy 500. This is great. So I will. Yeah, we'll have Tony now, but I'll be in the studio with you next Tuesday.
Cannot wait. Looking forward to it. Absolutely.
I'm on my way to Scranton to meet up with Ricky Ronnie to address the Greater Scranton chapter. And so I'm going to...
Hey, you're approaching, what, 19, 20 years straight and going out to that event, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been to more than half of them now. And, I mean, to let you know how desperate they freaking are, they keep asking me back.
Well, I remember you telling me in the past that there are certain events that you definitely have... sharpied into your schedule, that, you know, every year, our Purdy, you know, our show at the Purdy tournament, your trip to Scranton,
Williamsport Group,
and of course your annual Duquesne Club and golf outing with Mr. Ham.
Oh yeah,
yes, yes,
we are the defending champions.
You are no fear, yes. No pressure.
Oh. We already know how to win. No, I'm just kidding. The Williamsport, let me tell you something about the Williamsport people. The Williamsport Club, I go usually the first or second week of August every year. It's usually on a Thursday night. And no matter what, I will always go there. No matter what I have in my schedule, I'll figure out a way to get there. And here's the reason why. Long before I was doing football, they invited me every year to go up there. Right. So they invited me to go up there at a time where I wasn't, you know, I wasn't doing football. And, you know, everybody else started inviting you after you started doing football. Hey, there's a football guy going. I mean, every year, regardless, so you can come up and do this, right? And so no matter what, they always get first priority. Always. And that's the reason why. Simple. But then again, that's me. I'm as simple gets. All right, we'll take a break. We're brought to you by our great friends at Purdy Insurance. You want to talk about being with somebody from day one? Purdy's been with us since day one. So is Sunbury Motors. And I think Brewers Outlet was very close to being day one. So, Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament raising $20,000 for the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When you buy insurance, it's serious business. Because if something happens and you don't have the right coverage, you're out of luck and maybe out of business. So if you need insurance, business, home, auto, or flood, ask your agent about Selective. No gimmicks, just great coverage and great response.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at purdyinsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
That's the suit on base. Normally he takes one of his golf clubs and he impersonates this on the course as we play. It's, you know. And then he opens his eyes when he's done and we've already pulled away and he's got to walk up.
Well, it's like the walk-up music for all the pro wrestlers. I was concerned there was going to be walk-up music for the Chudder.
Yes.
Well, that would have been a little way too out of bounds.
I already know what the walk-up music for the Chudder is.
Okay.
It's called Taps. All right, so... That must mean we're out of the hole. Here comes the Chudder walk-up music. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I mean, I was concerned. Like, I went to one of Suit Lights games once, and his walk-up music was "Chariots of Fire." I thought that's a little. that doesn't work.
No. Especially when you attempt the pole vault. You got to run a little quicker. None of this slow motion stuff.
Dun 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 dun. Will you move? Dun 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 dun. Come on! You're not generating speed. You can't get up over that thing like that. Run! Dun 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 dun. it didn't go well. And then, of course, you have to stand next to Captain Analysis. I don't think he generated enough speed. Do you think maybe it was? Do you think maybe it was his walk-up music? I love that movie.
Roger Bannister looked as fast as Usain Bolt.
Oh, mercy. Dan Baker next Monday on the show, the great Phillies PA announcer. Tony Knopf, CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management, will be on the show. Let's see. We've got Steve Bortstein tomorrow on the Preakness, Dick Girardi Friday on the Preakness. Who am I missing?
Well, we're still working on Jim Miller, the writer of the Saturday Night Live and the ESPN book. Fingers crossed for later this week. Still buttoned down a day and time with him.
Well done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking forward to that. He'll be a fun guest to have on. If you notice today, by the way, a lot of anchors were re-upped, including John Buchagross. Got contract extensions. Steve Levy, Kenny Mayne's going back to Bristol to anchor the 11 o'clock Sports Center. Levy, Anderson, Buchagross, and Mayne are the primary 11 o'clock anchors. Van Pelt, Hill and Smith at 6. And Stage Steel, Kevin Agandi, Hannah Storm, and a couple of others in the morning. So they re-upped a lot of anchors today with new contracts.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Monday Show, brought to you by the great people at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Your relationship with an insurance agent, very important. And the Purdy's have been the best in the business for decades. I don't care whether it's personal, auto, life, health, commercial business insurance, whatever it may be. It's all at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com where they'll find you the best price and the right insurance. Time now for This Day in Sports History. 1862, Brooklyn's Union Grounds opened. It was the first enclosed baseball park. 1926, the New York Rangers officially granted a franchise, joining Chicago, Detroit, Boston, Toronto, Montreal as part of the original six. 1935, Pirates beat the Phillies 20-5. That's a big number. 1941, Joe DiMaggio began his hitting streak of 56 straight games. Now, this is May 15th. The streak ended July 17th. 2 months. There are people who get the 28-game hitting streak. Wow, that's incredible. It's 4 weeks worth. You're only halfway there. And what people don't realize is that when his streak ended on July 17th, he started a 17-game hitting streak the next day. He could have gone to 74 straight games if Ken Keltner hadn't stopped him. 1965, the Canadian Football Players Association was organized. Kevin Herz Sr. was the executive director. 1973, Nolan Ryan pitched his first no-hitter. 1991, President Bush took Queen Elizabeth to the A's-Orioles game. I bet she was thrilled with that. 1993, the Montreal Expos retired Rusty Staubs, number 10. Le Grand Orange, first number retired by the Expos. Alamo Dome opened the state in 1993. Did one game in there. Did one Alamo Bowl. I want to tell you, it's a great place to broadcast a game. Great place to broadcast a game. I mean, you mess up in that place, it's all your fault. 1995, the Vancouver Canucks set an NHL playoff record when Christian Ruutu and Jeff Courtnall scored shorthanded goals 17 seconds apart. Hey, now, you know, that you're having a bad night when you're on the power play and they scored two goals. Now you're asking yourself, well, they scored two goals and we had a man advantage. How bad is this going to be when we're at even strength? And in 2016, Ragan Odor of the Rangers punched Jose Bautista of the Blue Jays in the face after Bautista slid hard into him at second base. Odor was suspended 2 days later for 8 games. Eventually, though, in pure baseball justice, they knocked it down to 7. It's only they can do. I love that about baseball. You're suspended for a dozen games. Upon appeal, we'll make it 11. What? I've never understood that. The Warriors were down 20, won by 2 last night. Kawhi Leonard got hurt again. Some are wondering if the slide under the foot deal was an illegal play, and I've heard several former players, oh, yeah, I used to do that. And I was like, oh, God. That's where we are now? Where you have former players talking about how they used to slide their foot underneath so they'd land on it? Really? You're not good enough to beat them on your own? Ottawa completely bottled up the Penguins Saturday night. Game two's tonight. Game seven, Celtics tonight with the Wizards. Phillies won yesterday, what, 4-3?
Yeah, that was a great comeback, getting three in the ninth down in D.C.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Day off today, and they'll be starting a three-game series in Texas tomorrow night. They'll have a day game on Thursday, so we'll be off on Thursday. So book your tee time appropriately.
Already have.
There you go. I have shot at 90 on Thursday. I'm not talking about your scorecard.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, it's going to be, let's see, what's the forecast here? Let's see.
Actually, we should be in the clear between now and Thursday, at least with our...
Oh, we have nothing.
Yeah, AccuWeather here in the central Susquehanna Valley, maybe a thunderstorm on Thursday, but hey, that's 3 days away.
No. Today, let's see, this is what I have here. Today, sunshine, 70. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. Wednesday, sunny, 88.
24 karat.
Thursday, sunny, 88. Friday, sunny, 78. Let's see. Saturday, come on. Saturday, sunny, 75. Sunday, partly cloudy, 75. Monday, chance of shower, 70. Then we go back into the 60s.
So 2 months ago when we were digging out from the snow, this was the weather we were after.
Oh, yeah. That's why I always love when I hear, too hot out. Too hot out. In February, you were telling me you couldn't wait for this day. Now you get the day and you're complaining? Oh, wait. Hold on. I know which office the complaint came from. Do you know which office the complaint came from?
I think you and I are sharing a brain on that one.
Yeah. The king of the cherry is fire walk-up music. All right. Oh, goodness.
Mom's already got the air conditioner installed in her place, so bring on the heat. She's ready to go.
You know what? That's the odd thing about the studio. I have an air conditioner here. Now, I have not installed it. We'll see how tomorrow goes. But, like, take today. Today's 70 degrees out. It's cool down here. I mean, I think I turned that thing on last year. What do you think? Usually I tell you if it's on or not. What, five or six times? Maybe? Last year? And last year we had hot weather. I didn't turn it on that much. Now, I will put it in. Because you want to make sure. There's a couple reasons. What if it really does get hot here? And it has zero to do with me. But you do want to keep the room cool for the equipment. That's a big part of it. People walk into radio stations. What do we have our place set at? 68?
Yeah, I think during the day we may have it there, and then after hours, I think it's preset at a different temperature after 5 p.m.
But lower.
I'm not sure. I thought it was a little higher after 5 p.m., so we're not using as much. So we're not using as much cool, you know, during that time.
Okay, because they like to keep equipment relatively cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, some of the smaller studios with the consoles and other equipment, yeah, it doesn't take much to, you know, to get a little toasty in there.
Right.
Yep.
All right, so we gave you everything on the playoffs going on. It's the usual soap opera up there. Here's the big list of ESPN.com headlines. Greg Popovich says Zaza's play was dangerous and unsportsmanlike, okay, and that Leonard might not play game two. That's huge. You mentioned Mahomes okay after robbery. Okay, now everything else goes, here we go. Pete Carroll says Colin Kaepernick and Robert Griffin III are among his backup quarterback options. Interesting. Duke adds top point guard Duvall to loaded 2017 class. Lane Kiffin offers scholarship to 13-year-old. Again, why? I mean, that's not a story. That doesn't matter. Why is that a story on here? Federer announces plan to skip French Open. Nah, that's a story. All right, let's get to a couple of items here. Let's get to college basketball rules and what they're looking at. Then we'll get to college football staffing and what they're looking at. There was a lot of talk about would college basketball go toward NBA-style rules. The answer is going to be no. They had talked about maybe moving the three-point line back either to the international line at 22-2 or the NBA line at the top at 23-9. And they said no. They talked about maybe going to quarters instead of halves, a wider lane, but they decided no to all of that. They said they feel like they need to gather more data before they make any drastic moves. The NIT last year experimented with rules last year where when you get to 10 team fouls and, or excuse me, once you get to the 10-minute mark, the team fouls reset. I thought that was stupid. I couldn't stand it. Well, they're not going to do that either. So this is what they have recommended doing. Expanding the coach's box to 38 feet. That would be, the box would end 9 feet from the center court line. Okay? That's one. Actually, what, 8.5 feet, I guess. They would. Now, this rule I talked about a year ago. Okay? A foul or a defensive violation, all right? And you're already in the front court. Why should you have 30 seconds to run a play? Okay, it should be 20. You've already crossed the timeline, so what do you need the extra 10 seconds for? Well, they want to reset the shot clock at 20 instead of 30 after a foul or a defensive violation. Another one I really like that rule. Another rule I really like that they're talking about and they put up for proposal is that in the final 2 minutes of regulation or overtime, you can go to the monitor to certify block charge calls. Now, the NBA already has this. And when I mean block charge, they can look at where are your feet, are you inside the arc or out, but they can also look at it in slow motion to see if it's a block or a charge. Perfectly happy with that one. That one works fine. So not massive alterations, but the ones they're talking about, all three of those things make perfect sense to me. How many times do you see a coach way out of the box? Because they're yelling down to the other end of the court that they're not at the time. That's why they're out of the box. So extend the box out. That's fine. 30 to 20 on half-court situations. Exactly what I think they should have done anyway, and then go to replay in the final 2 minutes in overtime on block charge. When we come back, the size of college football staffs being looked at. We'll talk about that in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Sunbury Motors Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in Hyundai's 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. America's best warranty. So visit Sunbury Motors Hyundai, Hyundai now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's Hyundai history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy a Hyundai, Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is Hyundai your home for, well, better. Better prices, better vehicles, and a better buying experience. Sunbury Motors Hyundai, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury and online at sunburyhyundai.com.
Hyundai!
The NCAA is going to zero in on staff sizes for college football. Now, when you talk about staff size for college football, the NCAA, their research is based on websites for various colleges. Now, what are they looking at for staff size? Well, the number of the support staff people are not capped. Let's start with that. The 10th full-time coach, on-field assistant coach, has been approved for January, starting January 9th. Now, there are certain things that you look at. Staff, the survey lists staff in five categories: on-field coaches, strength and conditioning coaches, graduate assistants, football operations, and off-field recruiting. All right. Guess which school, based on their website research, is number one in that category? Notre Dame at 45. Number two is Texas at 44. Number three is Georgia at 42. Number four is Auburn at 40. And Michigan is number five. Auburn's 41. Michigan's number five at 40. Now you're saying, well, what about Alabama? Now it's perceived by almost everybody that Alabama would have more than anybody else. Alabama is credited with a total staff size of 31, according to the survey. That would tie Missouri and Ole Miss for 6th in the SEC and 28th nationally. But this is done off of websites, right? In the survey that they did, the Crimson Tide are credited with just one strength and conditioning staff member, when everyone knows that they have the maximum of five. So you can add at least four more to that number to get it to 31. Support staff numbers have grown to include so-called analysts, consultants, player relations, and player personnel types, even volunteers. Now, the support staff are not allowed to have interaction with players on the field for practice or games. So now people are wondering whether they should limit the size. Who's number one in support staff, which are field ops and off-field recruiting? Number one is Georgia at 23 in the survey. Clemson is 22, second. Michigan tied for second at 22. Texas also is 22. And then in fifth, Alabama's 20. Notre Dame is credited with 19 support staff members that are either football operations or off-field recruiting people. Nick Saban said, quote, "I guess it's paranoia that we all have that somebody else is doing something that I am allowed to and everybody else is allowed to do, but I choose to do it." Tom Herman of Texas detailed his, for reporters, his 17-person support staff: four grad assistants, four quality control guys, three in operations, one as our director of player development. I thought that was Herman's job. I'm just kidding. Three full-time recruiting people and three full-time creative media people. And support staff does include, by the way, creative media people. I mean, and, you know, that could include your social media person, I mean, so forth. Herman said that limits should not penalize the schools that might have been able to generate more revenue and afford staffs like that. At some point, it gets to be a little bit ridiculous. Meanwhile, Wyoming head coach Craig Bohl said that they should cap it at 25. Now, Bohl said, "I made that statement years ago." He said, "I don't think it's a realistic number now. I think my point is just to make sure that the coaching number is the same, number of guys who can leave campus is the same as well." Among group of five conferences, Temple and Houston, number one, 30. Tulane and Toledo next at 28. Troy, Boise, and Western Kentucky are at 27. The Big Ten is number one, averaging 31.6 staff members. SEC, 31.5. ACC, 29. Big 12, 28.8. Pac-12, 28.6. All right, Matt Leon in the next half hour. Talk to him about the Eagles and talk to him about the Phillies. We've had several requests on the Indy 500. Let's see. Bob says don't do it. Mike says don't get near it. Phil says don't touch it. Okay.
We're your home for news, sports, weather, and your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.